Since August, our overseas representatives have not been compensated, and despite the assurances of the caretaker finance minister Youssef Khalil, the situation has yet to improve. In this uncertain scenario where political forces employ diplomats as intermediaries, the question of who will safeguard Lebanon's interests, particularly in light of deteriorating security conditions, remains unanswered. Ambassadors have not received their salaries since August, and certain diplomats are currently contemplating the next course of action, including the possibility of embarking on a strike. The saga began in July, when the caretaker Minister of Foreign Affairs, Abdullah Bou Habib, initiated diplomatic rotations among third-category diplomats. This set a precedent, as these diplomats were recalled from their overseas assignments after only 4 years, instead of the usual seven. Ideally, this period is fixed to allow these diplomats, often young and in the early stages of their careers, to lead a normal life. This includes aspects such as educating their children and finding housing, among others. It is more of a tradition than a law, but it has been upheld for stability. This rotation was initially designed to cater to the requirements of diplomats stationed at the Bustros Palace, as they aspired to be transferred abroad, primarily due to the enhanced remuneration prospects arising from Lebanon's ongoing economic crisis. In theory, practical and logistical considerations are on the agenda, but in Lebanon, the concept of dividing the pie looms large in all official undertakings. A diplomat told This Is Beirut on condition of anonymity that the caretaker Minister of Foreign Affairs convened 30 out of the 40 diplomats concerned. He opted to keep a majority of Sunni diplomats abroad to prevent any friction with the Prime Minister. Furthermore, he assigned some Shiite diplomats to European posts without obtaining the approval of Speaker of Parliament Nabi Berri. Under normal circumstances, with a sitting head of state, the rotations of the third-category diplomats normally fall under the jurisdiction of the overseeing minister. However, in times of a presidential vacuum and a caretaker government, exceptional approval is granted. Notably, Bou Habib's decision was initially rejected by the Civil Service Council, although the opinion of this body is not binding. These rotations sparked a dispute regarding the exercise of prerogatives between Bou Habib and Berri. Initially, Berri had signed an agreement with Bou Habib regarding the rotations and given his approval. Nonetheless, it appears that the outcome did not conform to the aspirations of the leader of the Amal movement. Subsequently, a power struggle has emerged, and the diplomats are currently bearing the brunt of the situation, as they have been without salaries since August. According to a diplomatic source interviewed by This Is Beirut, Bou Habib's rejection of the deal made with Berri has fueled the latter's anger. This is why Khalil, who is aligned with Berri, refuses to sign the decree required to unlock the diplomats' salaries. When contacted by This Is Beirut, Khalil confirmed that salaries have not been disbursed for the past 4 months, and that negotiations for these payments are currently underway with the Banque du Liban, BDL, the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Nonetheless, he assured that the salaries of the diplomats would be released in the near future. As per the aforementioned diplomatic source, it has been reported that during the tenure of Riyad Salameh, administrative requests were deemed fulfilled. However, the current interim governor, Wasim Mansouri, is reluctant to follow suit, rejecting the idea of the BDL financing the state. He prefers that payments for diplomats be processed through the Ministry of Finance. Furthermore, diplomats have endured a salary reduction of 25% for over a year, receiving payments at irregular intervals. According to the diplomat interviewed, even embassy staff members are no longer receiving salaries. Diplomats are left with no other option than to personally cover overtime payments for embassy employees, such as drivers. They often have to use their own personal savings to cover expenses, including those for stationery. In this complex and uncertain situation, a group of diplomats is currently in talks to launch a mission strike movement. However, it appears that this strike initiative does not have unanimous support among all ambassadors, another diplomat told This Is Beirut on condition of anonymity. Nevertheless, even if this movement does not succeed or is not embraced by the entire diplomatic corps, The very fact that it is being considered underscores the deep dissatisfaction and exasperation within the diplomatic community, further highlighting the state's deterioration. Instead of actively engaging in diplomatic initiatives for Lebanon, members of Lebanese embassies abroad are burdened by fees and expenses. Given the imminent risk of a war between Israel and Hezbollah that could engulf Lebanon, the question arises as to who will advocate for Lebanon in negotiations if embassies are closed and diplomats are in open rebellion? As a reminder, Lebanon maintains 80 diplomatic missions abroad, including 65 embassies and 15 consulates general. The total annual salary for diplomats posted abroad is approximately $30 million, with monthly salaries ranging from $10,000 to $15,000. The current total cost of running these embassies is $60 million, whereas it stood at $120 million before the economic and financial crisis. The estimated revenue from consular services is $20 million annually. Of note, the Lebanese representation in New York is considered the most costly.